It's funny about when a squad is named, it's always about the people who aren't in a particular Wallaby squad or any sort of squad, an Origin squad or a cricket squad. Oh, he's not in it. You don't look at the people who are in it. You look at the people who aren't in it. And there are some big names missing from this Wallaby squad. Matt Burke joins us. G'day, Burkey.
Good morning, boys. You're right, TK, isn't it? It's one of those ones
Who's not there?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I'm never jealous of being a coach and having to make those decisions because you're always going to disappoint somebody on the way through there. And you look at this outfit that's been chosen, and it's a good squad. It's dominated by Brumbies, and it's probably so
fair enough,
rightly so, with the year they've had. So you've got guys like Nick Phipps, Tatafu Pilota now, Quade Cooper. James O'Connor is the interesting one because he has only just sort of signed back with Australian Rugby Union to then... in the hope of playing for the World Cup. So everyone's sort of saying at the moment, you know, he's missed out in his first squad, the initial touring squad of South Africa, and maybe that's a big blow.
Yeah, but so if you're not in this squad...
No, that means nothing. This is for Rugby Championship. This is the squad to South Africa.
I just think if you miss this squad, you'd be right behind the eight ball about making the World Cup team.
Yeah, yes and no.
It depends how they go. If they go like bastards.
Yeah, that's correct. Then you're probably nice sitting at home right now.
So you're pulling their tail.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
What's the other one? Just on the pin out and stabbing on the way through. No, I don't think so. I think this squad at the moment, and I don't think there have been any curveballs for Checo. I've heard that. You know, he's going to experiment on this rugby championship. I don't think he can. He needs to play his best team, work out who it is. You know, he said yesterday that we're coming from a long base, I think he said. So we're sort of a little bit behind where we should be. And so he's playing catch up a little bit. But in saying that, he's missed out on a couple of players. And Quade Cooper is one of those players that potentially could have been at the start, you know, when the 2019 season open. He was actually playing some good football for the Rebels, but hasn't got a start there, and he's at the end of his 70-test career. I think it could well be.
Who's the players in the squad that we may not know about that's been given an opportunity?
Do you know, most of the guys have there or thereabouts been around. You know, there's guys like Luke Jones, who's down in the Melbourne Rebels, so he's been playing some strong football up front. He's lacked a bit as well, but at the same time, you just need big bodies. You know, I'm a big fan of, you know, when I played, I used to always run out, Loz, I don't know how you did, I used to always run out behind one of the second rows or the number eight, just to look up and go, I'm covered.
Make you feel better.
100%. I ring out behind Mal.
Yeah, that helps.
Hey, how good are we going to go?
And it's just all about intimidation. So when you got guys like, you know, Tolo Latu's, he's been included, and he had that drink driving charge, so he's had a bit of a relaxed, I suppose, from his misdemeanor. And then you got Lucan Selakaya Loto playing up in Queensland, who's been, you know, really good, strong. And then someone like James Slipper, who's had that indiscretion a couple of years ago for the Reds, came back for the Brumbies, playing really well. And I think he'll start at the moment in that front row. But I think the Brumbies front row will be the Aussie front row. They're just playing that well at the moment. And so you just need big bodies.
Yep.
You know, you just need big bodies. You know, when you're playing this South African outfit in, 2 weeks' time, thereabouts, you know, they're not going to miss for size. So, and when you're playing Argentina and then also New Zealand, you just got to have presence.
Mate, that James O'Connor, right?
Yep.
He was always the next big thing.
Yeah.
You know, and he was the, you know, sort of schoolboy star and young star and, you know, had some misdemeanors off the field, loved a good time, which nothing wrong with that, but he found himself in a fair bit of trouble. I think he's played about 44 test matches.
Yeah, correct.
How good is he? Like, how's he been?
He's got talent.
But don't worry about...
I think it's your mental state, isn't it? It's your ability to take... Like, it's your ability to play.
So will he make... You reckon he'll be part of the World Cup?
I reckon he could. I reckon he could well be.
Okay, you know, so he's gone all right over there.
I've spoken to a couple of mates who are back over in the UK, and he was playing with Sale, and I think that basically the boss said to me, mate, if you give it 100% here, you'll go well. If you don't, you know, you're out. And I think he played some good football over there. Okay. So he got the respect of the players again. I think that's all you need, or that's what you need to be able to come back. So, you know, if he came back perhaps with a little bit inflated ego, I'm sure they wouldn't have taken him. But Scott Johnson is the new bloke at the Rugby Australia. He's a pretty good judge of character, and he's seen that perhaps this could fit Plus, then you're looking at, okay, so the old number 15's gone now.
Yeah. Where does he play?
He could play potentially 10. He could play backup 10. So he could play a backup 5-8.
Yep.
Could play nearly 12. Could play 13.
He's been playing inside centre, I think.
Chuck him on the wing, and he could even put him at fullback. So he's sort of got that
versatility.
Yeah, exactly right. And when you're looking at, when you're looking at 10s around at the moment, you've got Bernard Foley, Christian Leilifano, who's playing well. And are they up to it? Do you try and add something different? You know, and maybe a Connor could be something different at the same time. He's got some good skills about him. He's got some zip. But not included for this initial squad, so he'll have to work hard.
Yeah.
He was training with the squad yesterday, and they've obviously cut it down and trimmed it a bit. But at least he's in the mix, you know, for his point of view, he's in the mix.
This Crusaders outfit, mate, the Super Rugby final coming up, it's going to be 5:35 our time, isn't it? 5:30. So 5:30 our time tomorrow. The Crusaders, nine-time champions.
Nine-time.
They've won the last two. $1.18 up against the Jaguares.
That's it.
At $4.75,
yeah,
the Argentinian team.
Yeah, I saw a great article last week when they won that game against the Brumbies last week, and the euphoria of winning. Someone said that was their final. You know, in front of their crowd, that was their final. And like, I understand there's relief getting into the big dance, but at the same time, you know, these guys then have to travel back again. They have to come to New Zealand, make their way to Christchurch, and play an outfit that's pretty strong. Yeah, you talk about a team that's nearly test match strength, which is the Argentinian team. But then you look at the Crusaders, and they're just about test match strength as well. You know, you got a guy there called Richie Mo'unga, who's playing at 10, who is just dominating. He's controlling the game so well. And he'll be in the All Blacks setup.
But not get a start.
But he won't get a start. You know, and he's braining it at Super Rugby level. So then you got guys, Kieran Reid's back there and, sort of, steering the ship. You got Whitelock, you got the full front row that's playing for New Zealand. You got a back three that are just, you know, electric. So it'll be tough, but I think they've got this energy and skill level that they play with that is just above everyone else.
Well, you're going for the Crusaders to win. Exactly. What about here on the domestic front? There's some news around that the Waratahs have found a new coach, Scotty Weismantel, who's the current attack coach for England. Is that a good fit for the Waratahs?
Yeah, if it is.
Are you hearing that?
If it is, we had Scotty's a good mate. Scotty's an Eastwood teammate of mine as well.
Oh, right.
Back in the day. Good lad. And he's made his mark now in rugby. So he was, if I go back a bit of history, he was our video tech analysis analyst, I should say, back in 1996. So he's always been around rugby. He played for Parramatta Rugby League at one stage there. He played reserve grade. He played a couple of games in first grade with Kenny and Sterling. So he's a couple of years older than me. He'd be 49-ish. And he's played a couple of games. So he's been around. He's a good lad, but he's got a smart brain on him. He's got a really smart brain. The interesting part about it is you look at the roster for the Waratahs, and do you want to take a roster that it's got some players, but they haven't really recruited all that well.
Yeah.
When you're looking at the big scheme of things, because maybe Gibbo didn't want to because he didn't have to, if that's the case. But if he does come back,
it's going to take time.
It'll take time, but it won't be the same old, same old. He won't go into the job and do the same things that other people have done. So it'll be a mix up. So if they can snare him, that'll be very good. And I imagine it'll be after the World Cup because he's helping England out at the moment with Eddie Jones over there. So he comes with a good reputation. Absolutely.
Well, that'll be a good thing. And he's had the smarts of being over there under Eddie. So that'll be good.
He's had coaching stints in Japan, and he's been assistant Wallabies coach for a long time. He's been assistant England coach.
He's done the hard yards.
But stepping up is a new factor as well, though.
Yeah. We look forward to it, mate. The international season about to start as far as the Wallabies are concerned. So thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning, boys. And thanks for the pies as well.
Oh, yeah. Galo's pies. They're good, aren't they? Yeah, I wondered why you came in.